the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to the 2017 WWE Battleground pre-show right here on Rant EM Radio. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan from the Sports Report Podcast. How you guys doing tonight? It is an honor and a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me in your living room this evening. Gonna go over your any details, any winners, losers, predictions for WWE 2017 Battleground. I'm hoping it's a good show. It's a SmackDown-themed show, so I'm hoping it's a very good show that we have on the horizon. Some of these matches I'm interested in, a couple of them no, but I'm hoping it's going to be a good pay-per-view. You guys can call in, let us know what you're thinking. 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call into the show. Again, got a lot to talk about. We're going to go over the kickoff match, all the other matches on the card, Fatal 5-Way Elimination, No More Contender for the SmackDown Women's Championship, the flag match with Cena versus Rusev, Tag Team Championship match, Usos versus New Day, and so forth. So you guys get your calls in, get your voice heard on this, hopefully a good event, a good pay-per-view. 706-993-4606 is that number. Next, I'm hoping this is a good one. Your kickoff match is going to be Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. So hopefully this will be a good matchup, particularly they give it to you for free. Not counting at $9.99, I don't believe. Double A should be on with this in a little bit. You know, he's going through some troubles trying to log on to Skype, I believe. So hopefully he'll be with us in a few minutes. You guys can call in 706-993-4606. Get your thoughts and opinions heard on this pay-per-view Battleground. I was one of the few guys, and I guess you can still count me as one of the few guys. I don't like Jinder Mahal. I thought it was quote-unquote very taboo Tuesday-ish to make him a champion. And I still don't feel the guy. I know Phil says, you know, I shouldn't think that way, but I've just never been a Mahal guy. It just never been him. Plus, he has the steroid issues that you keep hearing about from certain folks. And on top of it, he's going against Randy Orton for the umpteenth time. Everybody's saying he's holding the belt for Cena for one more run before he's out the door, so we shall see. Tell me if you agree, disagree. 706-993-4606 is that number. Also going to have Sami Zayn on this card, Mr. Hotspots himself versus Mike Kanellis. Nakamura will be on this card versus Baron Corbin. Now, I've been getting the hate on me liking Baron Corbin. I like his talent. Now, does he need to get better on the mic? Sure, but I like his talent. And the thing about Corbin that scares me, Corbin is young. He's really young. Coming over from the NFL background, he's taking a pretty quick turn into learning the ropes of the WWE. And like I said, I take criticism a lot for liking his talent. Like I said, he does need mic work, but I think his talent is there. And like I said, he's young, can get better. So we'll see what he does in the ring against Nakamura. You would think Corbin would put Nakamura over, but we really don't know. Let's head on over to the phone lines. Let me head over to line number one. Let me head over to Surfer. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Doing all right tonight, man?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
So, what are you talking about, basketball, football?
Nah, none of that. This is the pre-show for the WWE Battleground.
That was Monday night. Okay, sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
What's been going on with you, man?
Not much, you know. I just got done doing my own show and trying to save the audio and stuff.
Cool.
Not sure if I'm gonna be able to watch the whole pay-per-view, but something may come up, I might have to leave, but I'll try to watch as much as I can.
Some of these matches are interesting. Maybe you may have maybe one or two throwaways on this card. Your kickoff match is Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. That should be decent. You know?
Yeah.
That should be a decent match. Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis.
Power of love, baby.
I don't like Sami Zayn, so I'll go on record right now.
No, he's already got his ass kicked once.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He's going to go down again to the power of love.
Then we got Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. I'm one of the few people, I believe in Baron Corbin's talent. Does he need mic work? Yeah. Does he need some type of a personality switch? Yeah.
Now, there's nothing on the line, right? They're just fighting?
Yeah.
Corbin's losing.
There's nothing. And you would think Corbin would put Nakamura over. But you never know. You never know. But you think Corbin would put him over. Then we got that fatal five-way elimination match to determine the number one contender for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair versus Lana versus Natalya versus Tamina. I know who you're going with already.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing Tamina win. Mm-hmm. She really hasn't had any title shots yet.
So true. So true.
I don't know what they're doing with her and Lana. Like why she all of a sudden protective of Lana all of a sudden. Right. Unless she's getting paid.
Right.
And then I just think they're gonna go back to the old fallback of Charlotte Flair.
That's what I'm thinking too. Let me have a line number two real quick for the 2017 WWE Battleground pre-show here on RantInRadio.com. My brother from another mother, Turnbuckle Throwbacks host, Phil Rea. Phil, how you doing, man?
What's up, people?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Good. Thank you for asking.
How's the fam?
Fam is good. Playing nursemaid right now. Wifey's all under the weather. Mm-hmm. But hence why I'm calling you now, because she's napping. So.
Man, you know what? I hadn't heard from him in a while. I ain't heard from my boy Mikey in a minute.
Yeah, man, his summer schedule is very extensive. He'll be spending his time in another camp. Mm. He's going to the Dominican Republic.
What?
This kid's got every summer. This dude's got an itinerary better than me and you combined ever had as kids. I see my kid on an appointment schedule. I had him for 12 hours yesterday. That was about it. And then he goes right back out. He's like, I gotta go, man. I got things to do.
Wow.
So my man is a man about town, as they say. But he'll be back. He was actually on the anniversary show for a minute with us, but the audio was botched, and I'll address that on Friday. Apologize to everybody for that, but. We had some audio issues at the new place that we were broadcasting from.
Right.
So I'll address that on Friday.
Cool.
If I don't fucking smash my equipment with a wooden hammer.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Yeah, I almost did, Will. I was so mad. But yeah, man. No, we'll address that on Friday. But now it's all about Battleground. So thanks for hosting tonight.
You're welcome, man. Anytime. I'm off today. Always happy to fill in. Me and Surf were just talking about this pay per view card. We talked about the kickoff match with Ty Dillinger and Aiden English. That should be a decent match.
If it was NXT,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't dislike it. It should be, you know, it's I like Ty Dillinger. Mm-hmm. I do. I think he's a good talent. You think he's been in minor leagues way too long. So I hope they give him at least a nice bump up here. You know,
right. What do you think about Sami Zayn and Mike Kanellis?
I love Mike Kanellis. I've been a Mike Bennett fan since Ring of Honor. So I know you're not a fan of Sami Zayn. I think people are more upset at the character than the wrestler, because the guy can go.
Yeah.
I think the character is vanilla. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he should put the mask on.
Yeah, exactly. With the mask, him not saying anything made him an amazing talent.
Right.
But I don't dislike Sami Zayn like you guys do. I feel like he's just very vanilla, and he's gonna be that guy. I think he's like the next Ziggler. Mm. He's gonna be the mid card guy to put all the other guys over, you know. And he's that Davey versus Goliath type thing, you know, where he's always the underdog. He's just a stepping stone for Kanellis now, but Mike Bennett, Kanellis, whatever you want to call him, is a phenomenal talent.
He is.
You won't be able to see one of his finishes because they outlawed the pile driver, but he's got, in my opinion, top five pile driver I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Maria, she needs to wear some longer dresses because on Tuesday it looked like that one was about to shoot up her legs.
Well, she's got a phenomenal hiney. So I think she's looking to show that off.
No, he didn't say phenomenal.
You know,
I thought I was there for just AJ, but I guess I'm wrong. Oh. Now, we were talking about Baron Corbin and Shinsuke Nakamura coming up after that match. I'm one of the few people feel I actually like Corbin. Does he need a makeover personality-wise? Yeah. Does he need to get better on the mic? Yeah. But I think he's got the skill, and he's relatively young.
I had this conversation with Mikey and Rob and the boys a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That Baron Corbin is one of those guys that, you know, he needs to have good matches almost every time he wrestles to get the respect of the fans. Nakamura is not being utilized properly because he's Nakamura and he should be the upper echelon, and
right.
He's not.
Right.
It's a good matchup for these two. I don't dislike Baron Corbin like a lot of people do. Same thing with Sami Zayn. I like his character. I just think that he needs to have... See, I was telling Choppy this. There are nights where he's really on, and then there are nights where he's so off that he just takes it to the outside. And he puts the emphasis on everything else but the match. So I think his talent-wise, he has it. How he utilizes it is another question. So that's where the big deal lies with Baron Corbin. He's got to put his effort into all his matches and not make it half-assed.
Right.
Basically.
And like I say on the women, man, we see it on the guy's side too when a guy's going at a half-ass. We see that. So.
Yeah, you see the problem is if there was a. You know, with the women's division, there's not many women, so you know you're nitpicking every single match.
Yep.
You know, and it's the same skirts fighting all the time.
Yep.
So now you're like, okay, you're gonna nitpick it with the guys. It's a little different because you're not emotionally investing in every single match all the time. So with like you, for instance, you're a women's wrestling fan, so you're gonna emotionally invest more into the women's matches than say Surfer and I. And for different reasons, you know.
Right.
You're going for the talent. I'm going for the hiney. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. But there's a big difference. All joking aside, with that, you know, the men do have to step up sometimes, but the women have to step up all the time because there's not enough of them.
Right. And speaking of the ladies, we got a fatal five-way elimination match tonight that determines the number one contender for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair versus Lana versus Natalya versus Tamina. Surfer, we already know who Surfer going for. Who you got, Phil?
I might have to take Charlotte Flair on this. I don't. I'm not a big Becky Lynch person. Tamina's too old.
I think it's going to show it, too. I just want to see Tamina at least get a shot. She never really had a shot at the title.
If Tamina wins, I'll be happy. Put it this way. I think Charlotte's going to win, but I want Tamina to win. Does that make sense, Surfer?
That's what I said.
Okay. Then we're on the same page, then.
We're always on the same page. Me and you, man. Two minds. We swap brains. It would just function the same way.
Oh, that'd be scary. Nobody wants that, dude. Oh, man.
I just think that I was a big fan of Becky Lynch, but they haven't been using her the way she should be used, I feel. And to have Lana in this is just the disrespect to the 10th power. She shouldn't even be in this match. And poor Natty. I mean,
well, Natty's there now to put the girls over.
Yeah, you know, that's our only. That's the only point.
Atlanta's a fill-in. They don't have enough girls on this brand. Will they? Don't. Who else is in the locker room that's going to hold up?
Not for SmackDown. Besides the champ. Yeah. For SmackDown, yeah. You're right.
You know, and right now the champ is on another level. And we all knew this. We've been talking about her for almost 2 years now. That she made her way. She cut her teeth, man. She's awesome. You know, I'm not a big fan of the gimmick, but I love her in the ring.
Right.
So I'm happy for her, and I'm glad that she's gonna have hopefully a worthy adversary for SummerSlam.
Yeah, I agree, and I do agree. Vince has a thing for Charlotte, so Charlotte should come out on top.
Yeah, but if Tamina wins, it's a win-win for me and Surfer and everybody else who wants, you know, because Surfer's right. You know, if you're gonna interject certain people. If they're not going to be fillers, if they're not going to be Lanners, which we'll call the fillers Lanners.
Right.
If they're not going to be Lanners, then at least give them a shot. You know, Charlotte's there for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know about Tamina. She's up there in age.
Right.
You know, she's got the family lineage behind her. I mean, throw a bone for SummerSlam. You know,
right.
She's got a look. She's mean. She's nasty. She can throw people around.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah.
Big win for the fans to see something different. That's for sure.
Yeah, and WWE.
And then you got family members fighting for the belt. You know, because
cousins, in laws, whatever you want to call them. But it's funny because it's a good point, Surfer. SmackDown is the in the real fans' eyes, SmackDown is the premier show right now.
Yep.
Well, SmackDown. If they're gonna throw you a bone, do that. Carmella may be cashing in soon. You know what I'm saying? They're big on her in the back. That's what I'm reading.
Yep.
So, I mean, if that's the case, whether she wins it or not, she's going to be in the title picture regardless.
Speaking of Carmella, she's on the pre-show right now talking.
Oh, with Primetime Sam Roberts and the crew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is she? All right, there she is. Let's put it on. There we go. But, yeah, man, it'd be nice to, like Will said, it'd be nice to have somebody different in there, you know?
Definitely good for the fans to see something different. That is true. And you never know. In the WWE, you have to hold that motto, anything can happen. You know, in this case, that would be cool if that did happen. So, let's head on to the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. The Usos will be defending against the New Day. Who you guys got?
I'm thinking at some point New Day's either going to win or they're going to break them up. So I'm going to go with New Day.
That's to keep them going. I got you. Phil, who you got, man?
I'm taking the Usos. Not because I don't like New Day. I just I don't want to see them with the belts again. The last time they had the belts, they went for far too long. And I don't think
they would keep the belt that long if they got it this time.
Well, I don't know. I like the Usos to retain. It's pretty much it. I don't have anything else to say about any of these guys.
Hey, when American Alpha going to get their title shot?
Not as long as Jason Jordan is now Kurt Angle's illegitimate son.
Yep.
So
he is?
Yeah.
Where have I been all this time?
Where have you been, man?
Yeah, you were out swapping refrigerators when this happened.
Oh,
you missed Raw. You missed Raw last week.
No, I didn't miss it. You
watched it. You watched it.
Mm-hmm. Right, good.
Yeah, but all joking aside, I think you know they need. That's what SmackDown lacks is a little bit more tag team emphasis, for my taste anyway. You know, I'm right. A tag team, Mark. You guys all know that,
right?
So I mean, it's it's that kind of party. But yeah, it's the if the New Day win it, they're gonna have to build some more tag teams up because the New Day the faces now, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
at least the one thing I will give WWE, they did put some build behind this match. They somewhat put some build behind this match, so I'll give them credit on that. It wasn't something they just threw together with no build. They gave those guys some build, so good job on that part. I'll have the Usos to retain, too, but we'll see. Serve him out a point. If they don't win those tag titles, they might as well just go ahead and break those guys up.
I think, and I've been telling you this for like a couple of years, that they need to push Big E, man.
Yeah.
They do. If anybody's going to do something significant with their career in terms of a singles push, it's definitely needs to be Big E. Yeah, he's got a look. Now you know he's got character, and now you know he's a badass when he wants to be. Yep. You've already pushed Kofi. He's already been singles champion. Xavier Woods is nowhere near that caliber of talent. Between Kofi, he's the least talented of them all.
Right.
No disrespect to him, but you know, if anybody's going to get pushed and they break him up, it definitely should be Big E.
I'm not interested in Xavier Woods on 205 live if they don't cancel that thing.
Why not?
You know,
He could be enhancement talent, man. Yeah. He could be like a Sami Zayn type of guy. He wrestles. He's not a terrible wrestler. I just don't think he's as talented as Big E or Kofi.
Right.
That's all.
Right. Then we're gonna go into Surfer's other favorite wrestler, Flag Match. John Cena versus Rusev. We know who Surfer has, so I ain't gonna even ask.
It's not about who I have, it's about America.
Yeah, you got to root for America, man. You know, we're the only country that's ignorant enough in the world that hangs their flag for celebration.
Right.
You know, for decor. No other country hangs their flag for decor. You know, we're the only, you know, pompous country that does that. But I am American, so you have to go with the American flag. I don't want Bulgaria's flag, you know, waving on pay-per-view. Come on now.
Yeah, really.
Come on now.
Got to go with Cena in this one for the win. That is for sure. And he probably will win. And if you listen to the rumor and conjecture, he's going to be the guy who takes it from gender, but we'll talk about gender in a second. I want to get into the WWE U.S. Championship match. AJ Styles, your champion, who won it at a house show, versus Kevin Owens. You guys got in that one.
AJ.
I'm going to take Kevin Owens.
He's getting the belt back, huh?
Yeah. You know what? It's nice to... The U.S. title is that belt that they never piggybacked off. I mean, they had Dean Ambrose hold it for a year and then nonchalantly passed it back. But I think this belt can swap hands on a few occasions if it's the right talent. You know, AJ Styles throwing the first pitch out today at Citizens Bank Park for the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm watching it now, which is cool. He didn't make the ball bounce, which is cool. I don't like him in a Phillies jersey, being a Mets fan, but, you know, listen, it's a nice stadium, and they got good food over there, and hopefully we'll be down there for the Rumble in January. But either way, it would be nice if more than one heel had in the brand had a title. Pretty cool, man. This way you make the faces work for a little harder. And AJ's going to... Him and Kevin Owens are going to tear it up. Might be the match of the night.
Now, you talked about AJ a couple weeks ago on your show. A lot of people had an issue with him winning the belt at a house show. I have no issues with that at all.
You know, they need to mix it up and have belts go to house shows. Or she won't want to go to a house show.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny because, and I'll say this again, the attendance is low. And they don't have them monthly like they used to when Surfer and I were kids back in the day. And, you know, if your city only gets WWE twice, maybe three times a year, wouldn't it be cool to say that you were in attendance when a title changed hands?
Yes.
WCW did it all the time. I was living proof. I saw Ric Flair win his sixth title in the Meadowlands in front of barely 3,000 people during a snowstorm.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I could tell you, as a kid going to monthly house shows, if a belt changed hands, it was the biggest thing. It was the biggest water cooler / schoolyard, whatever you want to call it, hot topic. It was a hot button topic, and everybody talked about it. My teachers, my peers, my friends, family members. It made my uncle go out and get tickets for the next month because
you see, growing up, we got to see tag team belts change hands
all the time. Tag team title changed hands.
Yeah.
If you're a real wrestling fan, and this is no disrespect to anybody who's under 30 years old or under 40, if you think that was something that shouldn't have been done in the mecca of sports entertainment, and I'm not being biased, I live here, but at one time Madison Square Garden was the mecca of sports entertainment. It should have changed. Now you want to go back to the Garden.
There's
when you come back.
There's a reason why it was considered that, and it's only because most there was a lot of news outlets in New York, so that's the reason why it got that.
Yeah, but that and Vince Senior ran Capital Wrestling out of New York at one point, and it became home base for them when the offices are 35 minutes away from New York City in Connecticut. So, you know, it made perfect sense that it's just, and listen, Bruno Sammartino sold out the Garden more times than Sinatra and Billy Joel. So I don't want to hear about people pissing and moaning about the belt being changed on a house show.
Right.
It happened all the time in the 80s and 90s. Get over yourselves, guys.
Matter of fact, didn't Bret Hart win the IC title from the Mountie at a house show?
He lost it to the Mountie.
He lost it.
He won the world title at a house show.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Nash beat Bob Backlund in 9 seconds in the Garden to win the title at a house show. So Hulk Hogan won the belt on. He won the world title from the Sheik at a house show in 1983. So please.
Well, you can't count that. There was no pay-per-view back then.
Surfer, but it was a house show. We didn't have pay-per-view
right,
back then.
I'm saying right. since pay-per-views, there have been people who won titles at house shows. Before pay-per-views, you had no choice but to win at a house show.
You know, get over yourselves, man. It's supposed to be like that. You want to go back. If somebody came to your town and won a title at a house show, you're not going back the next month or the next time they come? Of course you are. You know?
It's just amazing where precedent's been set for it, and fans still get pissed off when it happens. That is kind of for it, man.
Because fans have so much information at their fingertips that they don't know how to react to certain things anymore, and they want something different. They give them something different, and they still don't like it. It baffles me as a fan. Even if I didn't have a podcast, even if I wasn't part of a network or networks, like just being a fan is hard enough now when you're talking about wrestling with your peers, because it's like, or fans of these shows, because they're indifferent about every single aspect of the game. How could you sit there and enjoy it when you're indifferent about every single aspect of the game?
Right.
If you were you're a football fan, we're all football fans. Mm-hmm. If you were indifferent about every single rule, every single penalty, every single play of the game, uniforms, fucking color schemes, salary caps, if you were indifferent about every single aspect of football, how could you enjoy 16 weeks of football? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. So fans, please, do me a favor. Do us a favor. Pick your spots.
Pick your battles.
Pick battles small enough, big enough to matter, small enough to win. How about that? I got that off a fortune cookie. It hangs in my office at work. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Small enough to matter, big enough to win. Remember that.
Let's move on over to the next match. Should be your final match of the night. WWE Championship Punjabi Prison Match. Jinder Mahal, who is your champion, defended against Randy Orton. Who y'all got?
Well, it's fun as it's going to see somebody get F5 off the prison. It's going to be Jinder who's going to walk out champion.
Phil, who you got, man?
Jinder Mahal.
Did I say F5?
You said F5.
I meant to say RKO. Like, one of the Singh brothers is going to get RKO'd.
I thought you were having, you know, Brock might come out of nowhere.
No. I meant to say RKO.
Jinder Mahal has to win this match. Well, Jinder Mahal has to win this match because he has to hold on to the belt for a bigger face adversary, a.k.a. John Cena, or a.k.a. Nakamura, or somebody to win that title. I don't see Randy Orton as that guy anymore. I think he needs to fit into that role of putting people over now.
I feel you. Let me head over the lines 3 and 4 very quickly. First, let me bring on the boss man, Double A, how you doing, man?
You know, I just got new word that apparently every 7-Eleven in the country is streaming this paper.
I wish I had my bell.
Oh man!
So if you're on the road, go to your nearest 7-Eleven, and you'll be able to watch what the hell is the name of this pay per view? Battleground. There we go.
Let me head over to line number 4 very quickly. Tony C, how you doing, man?
Well, after that very disparaging and distasteful remark about the real world champion, I'm not doing too well, but I'm going to be all right.
Listen, I'm in a surly mood. I just took a cold shower because my water heater broke. So I'm in a very special mood today, especially with this pay-per-view, so...
But you don't got to take it out on the Majuraha, the Maharaja.
I didn't take it out. Listen, I patron 7-Eleven frequently, I'm not saying anything disparaging.
Ever since Jinder won the title, the sale of Jafar dolls from Aladdin has went sky high through the roof.
Oh, ring the bell.
It is true. I didn't see a single one in Orlando last week.
Exactly. I mean, the Jafar dolls are flying off the shelves. You hear me, man? The real world champion is fighting tonight in a mousetrap. I mean,
mousetrap.
That's exactly what that is. This is Mousetrap, the game, the board game.
How do you guys feel about Jinder's title?
I love it.
I'm
happy that he's champ, but I mean, I want him to fight somebody else before he moves on to John Cena. It's just Orton to Cena. I mean,
that's the part that makes it taboo. That's the part that makes it feel kind of taboo to it. You know, Tuesday-ish to me. He's fighting the same guy.
You gonna quit this crap? Okay. Saint Lex Luger in 1997 winning on a Monday and losing on a Saturday, okay?
Hey, he won that belt on my birthday, even though I don't like him.
Fight somebody else. I grew up surf on that. Fight somebody else.
Listen. Jinder's title reign is great and all that stuff. It's good that he's champion. He's somebody different and all that stuff. I think what everybody should be preoccupied with is that if they like Jinder that much, what's going to happen when he loses the title?
Ooh.
Is he going to go back to main eventing the main event?
That's a good point.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Now we got to enjoy this ride.
He'll spend a couple months
trying
to get his belt back before he just...
You know? And I feel bad for the fans in Philadelphia because they paid to see a main event that they can't see.
And then maybe Vince will make a belt for Indian. Like, they're gonna make him Indian world champion.
Double A, they're gonna make up for that the Royal Rumble when they have Roman Reigns win.
Unreal that damn city's getting 2 pay per views in a calendar year.
Amazing. In
less than 6 months, they had 2 pay per views. And I'm sure Raw will happen at least one time between now and then.
It'll be about 5 months. About 6 months, About 6 months on the back for the Rumble.
Whatever.
Now, my thing is, if you read rumor and conjecture, so to speak, John Cena's supposed to be the guy to take it off Jinder.
But we all know Rocky going to get his belt, get the belt when he beat Ivan Drago tonight. And Vince Russo, we want to thank you for booking his stipulation in this match, too.
Yeah, man.
Flag match.
I'm hoping that this is going to be a good pay-per-view. That's what I'm hoping.
Didn't Bret Hart and the Patriot have a flag match?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so did Corporal Kirshner, Nikolai Volkov, Ranger Ross had one. A bunch of people had one.
What you call didn't have? Oh, Sergeant Slaughter never had one?
I thought he did against Iron
Sheik. I'm sure he did.
I thought he had one against Iron Sheik.
No, he burned it.
He had one. He waved one and he burned one.
And Hacksaw Jim Duggan didn't have one?
Duggan had a ton of them.
I'm sure he did. I'm almost, for some reason I have in my head that Hacksaw had a flag match in WCW where the WCW flag was on one side and the NWO flag was on another. But I could be just making that up in my head.
Hacksaw
used to go around with the WCW flag.
The real match Duggan and Iron Sheik should have had was a blunt on a pole match. We'd have got a quality one there.
Really? And we remember that Hacksaw Jim Duggan did join the Canadians in WCW, so.
Yep, that's true. He's a communist.
That is true.
I want to know who Trump rooting for in this damn match between Cena and Rusev.
Probably Rusev.
He probably called Vince and told him he need Putin boy to go over. John, Donald says you gotta go to, you gotta do the job.
I'm up.
Oh, you pick time.
The match I want to see more than any other match on here, just because I think they're two great workers. The match I want to see the most. I want to see AJ and Kevin go at it, man. That's the match I want to see. That's going to be the match of the night.
Yeah, but they've been going at it for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good match.
I am just curious to see what jackass is going to fall off that damn structure today. Here's the thing. Orton has been in cage matches. He's been in Hell in a Cell. He's been in Elimination Chambers. If I recall correctly, I believe he scaled a couple of cages in the past and this and that. But Jinder is tall, lanky, and I don't want to say he's green because he's not, but I don't know what his qualifications are of working this type of structure because, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think he's ever been in a cage match, period.
Yeah, but he may have been in a Pujami prison in his life.
Now that's very distasteful. That's very distasteful.
But no, that thing is made to be climbed by just about anybody. I mean, they knew Kyle Lee couldn't climb a regular cage.
But that's not the point, Surfer. The point is, once you get up to the top, it's the coming down is the issue.
Yeah, you only got to come down halfway, then you can drop the rest of the way.
Oh, come on. You're going to tell me somebody's not going to grease that damn boom?
Is that authentic bamboo?
Did he say grease the bamboo?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, sir. Yes, I did. The way it was explained to me is that it's bamboo wrapped around steel. That's the way it was explained to me.
Correct.
Is it authentic bamboo?
Yes.
What's the difference between bamboo and this material for a Singapore cane? Is that same material?
Same material.
Same shit.
Oh, well, why the hell they don't call it a Pujami cane? Oh my god!
Because they made in Singapore, not in India.
Oh my god!
I don't know. It worries me because you have to climb out of the outer cage. So that I get nervous when people climb the cage. You know.
Well, the thing is, when you climb the first cage, if you can reach across to the second cage, that saves you a lot of trouble.
That's not the point, sir. The point is still get it. there'll be some poor bastard at the top of the cage that's going to eventually have to come down.
Like the Doomsday Cage?
I don't want to see somebody get hurt.
Right. Right.
You know, and like I said, we don't know.
Right. Well, I'm quite sure they practiced the match.
I'm sure, you know, we don't know how together Jinder is. We don't know if backstage he's the type that would slip on a sock on the floor.
So basically you're saying you don't know if he's agile and careful.
Exactly.
You know, they got the pre-show match on.
A terminology they don't use in wrestling anymore is when Gordon Soley used to, you know, the guy would get beaten the hell in the head, and he would get his bell rung. And one match in particular was with Roddy Piper, and Roddy was bleeding from the ear. And Gordon, you can see that Roddy's equilibrium is shot, and this and that. What if he doesn't have good equilibrium? What if his equilibrium is no good?
Well, if you have bad equilibrium, you shouldn't even be wrestling.
Exactly.
You
might get hit in the solar plexus then. Okay.
Hey, yeah, come on, why in the breadbasket?
as Dusty would say, we have to
bring back these old school wrestling terms. Right.
As Dusty would say, hit him in the groin.
In the groin.
In the groin with a ton of groin.
So Double A, if that Punjabi prison comes down, if somebody nearly gets caught like Seth Rollins did with that cage, will they be like injured like he would have been?
Seth Rollins almost got impaled by that damn cage.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So no matter what, Jinder closed the show.
And watching SmackDown on Tuesday, when the cage was lowered and it was around the ring, fans at ringside could grab onto the cage and start shaking the damn thing. That's how close it is to the guardrail.
And we can't get a war games, but they'll use a damn Punjabi.
Don't even get me, Tony.
They're in Philadelphia. You know some jackass in Philly is going to touch that damn cage and start rattling it?
Why we got to be jackasses?
Look what y'all did after Boomin won the Rumble. Y'all blocked the damn
inside of riot.
Out of the parking lot.
Exactly. What the hell kind of protest was that?
It doesn't look sold out because it's pretty dark in the arena.
Battleground should have a War Games match, man. It'd be perfect.
It would be.
You would think, right?
It would be. If they're going to have a War Game, it should be brand versus brand War Games.
Okay, it doesn't matter what kind of War Games, as long as it's at a marquee event, Battleground. Exactly. It takes place in a marquee city. Because I'm telling you, a War Games would not be any good in, Ypsilanti, Michigan.
What's their mad?
They think the Elimination Chamber is just as good. They probably think it's better.
Elimination Chamber is awful.
It's a bad
imitation of the Mighty War Games. Sorry.
I
think it's even more dangerous than a War Games match.
Yep, with that, anytime you get that plexiglass involved and people going through it.
Yeah, plexiglass belongs at a hockey rink, not a wrestling rink.
True that.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. So true.
Well, I guess Jinder must retain, you know, to make this entertaining.
So CM Punk can come back and take his title. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm reading it too much.
You're reading those dirt sheets pretty hard.
I sound like a mark, don't I?
Keep up that talk, you're going to have to move to Newark.
Hell, Surfing and already said Brock coming out tonight. So that wouldn't surprise me.
I didn't say that.
That wouldn't surprise me. You said somebody getting there fived.
No, I meant to say RKO.
Oh, okay.
The reason why I said F5 because I posted a video on the group page. So,
listen, if Raw gonna have a fatal four way at SummerSlam, SmackDown gotta have one too. Damn it! Let's just have four ways all about. That way, if Jinder loses the title, he don't get beat clean. You got to keep him strong.
Tony, can I ask you something, Tony C?
If you don't talk bad about Jinder Mahal, hell no. Well, go ahead.
Were you a Jinder fan before this title run?
No.
Hell no. I'm a bandwagon Jinder fan. I don't give a damn. It was something new.
Y'all can, see, y'all don't realize Tony C is an American first Trumpist.
Oh, okay. Oh man. Oh, no.
Listen. Jinder Mahal represent what's great about this country.
So he makes it.
He came. He had a bunch of telemarketing jobs, customer service jobs, and now look at him. Now he the world champion.
Yeah, I wish I had my belt with me.
Anything can happen. He went from working in customer service with DirecTV, the world champion. Surfer, can you say you've done that? That's the American dream.
Me? World champion? See, you know, y'all don't know about my amateur background. I'm 18 times the man.
Well, we know you the 18-time Kung Fu champion at the Cobra Kai Dojo there in Philly.
That's right.
The man.
Bottom line.
Oh, my goodness.
Bottom line, Jinder Mahal deserved to be world champion. We tired of seeing the same people. He the best champion in the company. World champion. And I'm a Brock fan, but Brock don't wrestle on Mondays. He like Triple H. He don't wrestle on Mondays, Tuesdays.
You see, Tony, see this, and this was my
commentary.
No, this is my commentary, man. I told the fans, you're so indifferent about getting something different. At least you embraced the different when they did it. You know what I'm saying? You embraced it. You jumped on the bandwagon.
Right.
Hell yeah!
Right, because that's what fans don't suspend their disbeliefs anymore. They don't want to believe. They have too much information at their fingertips. They want to be the smarty marks. You know, it's the sign of the times.
Listen, when in the late '80s, early '90s, when Steamboat and Flair was, you know, trading the title back and forth, and then Sting got it. Hell yeah, that was different.
Hell you know yeah, it was.
Because Flair was beating everybody.
When they gave Michael Hayes the U.S. title for a minute, there was something different.
Exactly. We got tired of Lex Luger and Nikita Koloff fighting
I was tired. You know I was tired of that.
And see, I was like, that's hard for you, because I know, Tony, see, you were a huge Luger fan, wasn't you?
I'm a Luger as a WCW champion, 1992. You're damn right.
Yeah. The 3 months I enjoyed Lex Luger when he was world champion. That's it.
Right. The end of what, 91 to Fall Brawl, Super Brawl of 92? Yeah. Hell yeah. And then look what happened. Sting took it from him. Never would have heard from him again for 5 years. Damn sure.
Until 95.
Oh.
He didn't get the title in 95.
Nope.
He got another title shot. Yeah.
He came on that first episode of Nitro with his Fabio shirt.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Looking just like Fabio. He
did. Just like Fabio.
Coming out of nowhere, too.
Talk about, I want Hulk Hogan. And I know where you've been, brother.
Fresh
I know
off
where
you've
been, Hogan told him.
I've been searching for you all over this country. Isn't that the line they always use? That's the one Flair used in WWF.
I've been looking for you. I got somebody else I want
to
talk about real quick. I want to talk about one of Tony C's other favorite wrestlers. Your boy Madness is coming, man. He on his way.
He coming. He
on his way. He on his way. He done left. He done left Global Force. He on his way, man. He's on his way.
Don't play with me right now. I'm real raw right now.
He on his way, man. I'm telling you.
If Magnus comes to WWE, he need a title shot. He didn't be more champion.
On NXT.
He on his way.
Like him. Look, he beat Jeff Hardy. He retired Jeff Hardy. Sting. Who retired Sting from TNA?
Magnus.
He did.
No, the Jeff locker Hart. Room.
Magnus and Bobby Roode for the NXT Championship.
No, the locker room retired Sting really and AJ.
That really pissed.
That'll off really piss Dixon Carter off.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It would.
Look at that. Hey, this is some shit. It would. Oh, Aiden English won.
That kind of shocks me a little bit. But
yeah.
But yeah, man. He's on his way, man. Mickey gonna make that thing happen.
I love it. And he need to be on SmackDown fighting Jinder Mahal. You damn right.
Oh, Aiden English won. I'm just getting the ending of it now.
Is this the first win for this ex Vaud villain?
With them new age Ravishing Rick Rude type.
That's looking a new like millennium. A children, looking like a children's storybook about the Civil War.
All right, guys, we got 9 minutes to go for this great pay per view starts. Philadelphia, no, Pennsylvania.
It is great pay-per-view.
Wells Fargo Center.
We need to go back to one pay-per-view a month. I'm sorry. This is bullshit. They could have did this on Tuesday. Vince, you being too greedy.
What? This feel
that's,
like
that's my philatorial.
What? This feel Vince, like you. No, he didn't say philatorial.
You are being greedy, my friend. There's no need for two pay-per-views a month, bro. It really ain't. Do it like it's WCW and WWF. Do 1 month SmackDown, next month Raw. Just like that. Got to spread our pay-per-view coverage thin around and shit. You could have punted. No. Let me hush. I'm getting agitated because I see David Otunga up here on my damn screen.
Mr.
I'm about to watch it in the heat of the night. Damn, this pay-per-view.
No, you didn't say a damn, man. You going to watch it on Pop TV?
Nope.
Antenna TV. Dirty Pop.
This, I'm watching on Antenna TV.
Oh, okay. Call in the 619. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
What in the world?
619.
That,
all I got to say is fuck Goldberg and all the shit he goes through.
Oh, boy. Man, Goldberg big on, big tone.
I know. I just had to do it. Just to let everybody know I'm still here.
Brock Reynolds. You can thank Brock for that. Y'all will thank Brock Lesnar.
Not for long. You know, you know he's going to end up coming back, so don't even go there with that shit.
Hey.
You know damn well before long, Goldberg's gonna show his punk ass back up, and we're gonna have another problem.
You're gonna talk him up like Freddy Krueger.
Damn right.
No, we don't want you to talk him up. You keep bringing him up, and he's gonna pop up.
But you know he's gonna pop up regardless.
No, hell,
you know it. Come on, Hollywood. You
gonna come out of nowhere.
Nah, I don't see, he ain't gonna come back that early. Nah. Probably before Mania, though. Anyway, what'd I miss?
He could. Now, we were just going over the pay per view, man. We're just going over the pay per view, real.
Don't start.
Man.
Real world champion.
Yeah, which one?
Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal is the real world champion.
Oh, shit. That ain't gonna be for long. Everybody knows it's just everybody knows the only reason why he's got it this long is after they do the India tour, he's going to lose it. We know this. But to who? We don't.
I'm saying it right now. Here on the Battleground pre-show, July 23rd, Jinder Mahal will beat John Cena.
Oh, you smoking that shit again, ain't you? You smoking that? Yeah, I forgot. He's a Cowboy fan, of course.
Oh.
Never mind.
Jinder Mahal is going to beat John Cena.
You out your rabbit ass mind. You out your rabbit ass mind. That's like saying. What's that cat's name that Daniel Bryan kicked off and told him he was suspended? That's like him winning the world title. You think that's going to happen?
I don't know who that is, Bob. But I know Jinder Mahal is going to beat John Cena. You gonna do something Newman couldn't do? You gonna do something none of them could do? You're going to beat John Cena. And y'all going to be thanking me and saying, you know what, Tony C, you were right. But I'm the one told y'all that he was going to beat Randall in the first time.
We got
so I'm, y'all better start listening to me about this stuff now.
We got 4 minutes left to go in the pre-show. Anybody any final thoughts? Anybody want to get anything else out there for we roll out for the night? Who got the music?
What the hell kind of music is that? That's who kind of music?
Who got the music on?
That's the Maharaja music. That lets y'all know. That's the music of the real world champion. And he gonna beat John Cena. And Surfer, you gonna be mad as hell. I'm saying that just for you.
He gonna be mad tonight. He gonna be mad tonight because Tamina gonna lose.
Cause Rusev gonna win.
Rusev gonna win.
I don't know if he mad if Rusev win and he don't call in.
Alright, isn't
Rusev
still in kind of the dugouts?
I no, thought he was politics now. Don't worry about no
who the hell's playing that music?
It ain't me.
I don't
man.
Know where the hell that
I don't
music
know where it's coming from.
Not me.
It's not me.
There's only four of us on the line. Well,
nah, I thought Double A was gone. I don't have Double A up on my screen.
Somebody had was on hold or something like they waiting on to pay a bill or something.
My bad, that was me.
Oh, you got hold me?
Yeah.
Oh my damn.
Oh man, that music is perfect. Talking about.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
Anyway, as I was saying, Ellsworth, that's his fucking name. Okay. You think general? You think Goofball Mahal is gonna beat John Cena? It's like saying Ellsworth is gonna win the world title. That ain't happening.
Did beat the world champion?
Huh?
Did Ellsworth or did he not beat the world champion?
Did he become the champ?
No. Did he beat him?
Okay. That answers your question right there.
Uh-oh. No, it didn't. I'm asking you.
Oh no, he beat AJ. I'll sit there. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He beat AJ. But did he become the champ?
It wasn't about him becoming the champ.
Enough said. There you go. Enough said.
My point is if Ellsworth could beat AJ Styles, Jinder Mahal could beat John Cena. That's my point.
Ain't happening.
Okay.
Ain't happening.
Remember this tape now, William. Remember I'm saying.
Tape it. Keep it in the archives. Because I'm telling you, it ain't going to happen.
I got Goldberg
going. I'm going to keep saying it.
I got Goldberg going. So it's all good.
Guys, Goldberg got a better chance of coming back than John Cena got of beating Jinder Mahal right now. Telling
shit.
Okay.
Shit.
I'm all telling right. you, Jinder Mahal is a new hot. You better get with it, though.
It ain't going to be long before he's going to lose it. I'm telling you, he's going to drop the belt. He's going to drop the belt probably at Slam. After this India trip, it's over. He's done. That's the only reason why he's got it. Only reason.
All right. We're going to have to...
Hashtag Jafar for champion. Jafar the champion.
Jafar.
Remember that.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag Jafar. Hashtag hell is frozen over.
All I want is when it happened, Big Tone, you call in or whatever show you want and say, you know what, Tony C was right.
Okay.
You can do that for me.
If that happens, I will do that.
All right, guys. Okay. We have to.
I'm a man of my word. William, you got this on tape.
I'm
saying this.
I
know it ain't going to happen. If Jinder Mahal beats John Cena, if that match ever happens, and he wins, I will come on any, it don't make a difference if it's any show, I will come on there and I will say, Tony C, you were right, you said it, it happened.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go. We got it down on tape. All right, guys, it is the 8 p.m. hour. Don't forget, we got the pro show coming right after the event. I guess it's Double A doing it. I'm not sure. But right after the event, we'll have that post show for you ready to go. I want to thank all my callers, everybody, for listening. We'll see you at the end of Battleground. We'll
We'll see you guys later. Everybody, take care. Later, guys.
All right, fellas. I'll try to holler at y'all later. I got to make a run.
All right, man. Later, guys.
Take it easy, fellas. All right.